Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
One more time to come to tell you. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Really excited about tonight because we have an awesome topic we're going to focus on. And the title of our show tonight is, Do Real Love Frighten You? See, this is the Love Cafe. And it's the real love talk show that soothes your appetite. And we want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number for the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line. You can chat with me by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Actually, your location, then we just make this thing happen. And we want to get your point of view about it. We also want you to truly, truly understand that the Love Cafe has an awesome menu. But before we get to the menu, we still want to give you the way you can connect with us. You can check us out, truly, truly check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can email the show at WBSW, Internet Talk Radio with number 22 at gmail.com. Also, we're live on Twitter. We post on Twitter a lot of times, and you also can contact us or tweet the show through truly an awesome opportunity, the Smith Way Production, at the Smith Way Production, as I said, at Lorenzo D. Smith 15, at Dr. Lorenzo Smith with the number one, and at WBSW_internet_talk_radio. And then on Instagram, we have a great opportunity where we can communicate. We're doing 2 devices tonight. I think several people, I'm looking at several people joining us on Instagram. Thank you so much. And that's truly an opportunity where we can share. It's on Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. Thank you so much. We have Ray Dolph. Thank you so much for joining. M.Oren.AYA.SM. Thank you so much. N19. As well as Zeta_name_cash. Member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I tell you, man, when we can get an opportunity to bring this before you, we're really excited. Not only that, on Instagram, we're partners with Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and we work with them, and we broadcast through their Instagram page, which is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. That's the Brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. We want to give a shout out to a lot of them that serve as co-host sponsors. They truly sponsors as a team making this happen, along with making sure that we are able to remotely broadcast all our shows. So we give a shout out and a thank you to each and every one of those individuals. We also want to make sure you can check us out through Blog Talk Radio. Go through Blog Talk Radio, which is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Google searches, type it in, WBSW Radio, and all of our on-demand episode shows will pop up. We got a total of 571 shows, and we're glad to have it because we have tonight 572. It's a great opportunity. This is our 5-year anniversary. You said 50th anniversary, however you want to say it. We are glad to be here. We started in 2017 out of South Florida. We were able to expand to be able to get on Blog Talk Radio and be able to be broadcast all over the world. We have listeners and watchers in 33 countries. See, God is truly a blessing. He blessed us in so many ways. So I'm really excited about the opportunity that we have to come before you and talk about some interactive topics. Tonight's title is, Do Real Love Frighten You? And we want you to think about that for a second when we run down a few more things that we truly think is so important. We're giveaway. We give away prizes. We give away trips on behalf of our sponsors and our individuals that wants to be a part of this, the WBSW radio giveaway, if you want to register for it, send us your name along with a transactional mean. It could be Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle to Lorenza D. Smith. That's LORENZAD as in David, Smith, SMITH, 15 at gmail.com. And we'll put you into our raffle and put you in the pot. So when we spin the wheel or shake the ball or whatever you want to say, so we can pull names out. Let me tell you about our giveaways. Why we're so excited, because we have those sponsors that are really committed to what we're doing. We have TriStat LLC out of Selma, Alabama, and the owner and operator is Mr. William Scott, sponsoring our trips. We have given away already so far in 2 years over 8 trips, and we're excited about doing that. Those trips are to a hot Atlanta where we pay for the hotel fees, and you will take care of your travel and all the other things you need. We also have given away trips to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and that's up in the mountains. We're so glad to be able to have an opportunity to give that trip to someone. We also have been Orlando, Florida, and these trips varies from 4 days and 3 nights or 3 days and 2 nights. We also have, as I talked to our sponsor with TriStat being one of them, our second sponsors is L&T Lawn Service out of Luverne, Alabama. That's brother, and I'm going to say brother, Anthony Touchdown Stallworth, the owner and operator, who also make donations. So we want to, if you're in that area, which is South Central Alabama, you can go down and you just give them a call and you look him up. That's Anthony Touchdown Stallworth, who's a member of our sports talk show team, and we're glad to have his organization, his business, supporting our giveaway. Also, we have the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama, another sponsor of our many trips and our vouchers and our vouchers for food and gas, gift cards, along with books that when we have authors come on, we want to be able to give away a book and we'll purchase and let you have an opportunity. It wouldn't cost you anything. You just email us your address and we'll make sure your delivery address, and we will send you that book to go along with what we're trying to do here. We're also excited about, yes, gift cards. As I said earlier, giving away something. It may be to a restaurant. It could be credits with the various agencies in regards to video games for PlayStation, you know, whatever it may be, we want to give back to you. But on top of that, we want your Cash App, your transactional means, which is Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle, because we want to send you an offering, a love offering. We're sending love offerings out, and you could receive it. It's unexpected, but we need to have those means of transaction so you can receive them. This is just giving back. We want you to keep in mind that WBSW Radio, the internet station number one, is an interactive format. It's an interactive platform where you can share things with us. We don't want to be the one always talking. We want you to be a part of it. And we want you to share it. Again, the call-in number, so you can call in. Or even just call in and listen to the show or call in and offer your thoughts about the various topics and titles that we have is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. I'm asking for your location because we chart your location so we know how we really expanding out and who exactly calling in. And then we'll make your live when you can share your thoughts on whatever title of the show or topic at that particular time we're talking about. So we're really excited. So let's kind of get this started, because it's important that we spend some time talking about our title. Do real love frighten you? Do real love frighten you? Now, the question that always come up with many people is, why would it frighten me? Because I would say one key thing, if you want to experience real love, that means you have to fall in a category of vulnerability. So by being vulnerable, you have a tendency to be afraid, frightened about what will happen, because the unknown create that opportunity to be frightened. But as we move to our show, the title of our show again is the Love Cafe. That's the name of our show, not the title, the name. And the love is broken down in acronyms. And we always take time and talk about those acronyms, because it's important that we do that. Start with L. In the Love Cafe, the L truly means listening, loyal, life, and lasting. Looking at listening, we truly, truly want you to effective communication. If your listening skills is lacking, you will not have the ability to really see where love is coming at you. You have to be able to listen first and talk second. We also mentioned loyal. How loyal are you to this relationship? You can't be afraid of being loyal to someone. And why not to the person you are ready to make a commitment to possibly spend the rest of your life with them? So it's important that we understand listening, loyalty, and just simply life. Understanding that life, things happen. However, no matter what happened in life, you have an opportunity to adjust to it. See, we're going to have some good times and we're going to have some bad times. We're going to have some ups and we're going to have some downs. But when you trust and believe truly in our Lord and Savior, your life has a plan that he has put in place. And you will have the opportunity to follow the plan. And on top of that, have the ability to accept the will to be successful. Because he's going to give you the way as well. Let me give a shout out to Dion underscore Muller underscore Crypto FX is joining us. Thank you so much. Let's look at the O in the Love Cafe. See. The brand for the Love Cafe, and I'm going to go back up since we're talking about the L in love. The brand is the Real Love Talk Show that soothes your appetite. We're talking about a cafe, but before we can move forward to the cafe, we want to let you know the acronyms for love based on the way we see it. The O is overcoming. Having the ability to overcome the challenges that might be in your life. See, in a relationship, a healthy relationship, you will have to overcome various challenges. But if you all in, we said putting 100% in, you can be very successful. So that's what it's all about, overcoming challenges. Observing each individual you encounter, but especially the person that you're in a relationship. So you have to observe them so you can see their strength and weakness as well. Observing means listening through effective communication. And by listening, you have a chance to hear what they have to say. So it won't be a challenge to understand them. The next thing is overlooking faults, because we all have faults. Neither one of us are perfect. We are imperfect people who have a tendency to do perfect things. So you have to be able to overlook the faults that you have, as well as your significant other, your spouse, your life partner. You have to be able to overlook, because that takes you beyond the external part of life to put you in the internal, which is the inner self, and you begin to connect with them. The V is valuable. How valuable is this relationship? Do you think it's so valuable that you're going to spend all your time trying to have a healthy relationship? Vulnerability. I said, as I was talking about the thing about being frightened about real love, it brings about vulnerability. Real love brings out the vulnerability in you. Are you capable of handling it? Virtue. There's a virtue man and a virtue woman. Virtue is putting yourself in that position by doing what's right, to allow you to experience what's meant for you in life. I said earlier, God has a plan for you. That plan includes being able to love from your inner self. See, love is about being vulnerable sometimes. Give a shout out to LaTanya.org. Join us. Also join us, Miss Bush, EDS. A member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you, Miss Bush. Let's think about truly being virtuous. God recognized that. He will put a virtual woman in a virtual man life, vice versa. That's the way it works. When you follow his plan, he gives you the will and shows you the way. That's what it's all about. The E in the love acronym before the cafe is energy. Your relationship, your marriage, your friendship requires energy. You can either put out positive energy, or you can put out negative energy. But to have a successful, healthy relationship, you have to focus on positive energy, doing positive things, saying positive things, living a positive life. The next thing is encouragement. See, real love requires you to encourage and support your mate. Encourage them in what they're doing. Make sure you're there, even though things may not go that way, but be encouraging to them. The next E part of the E in the love acronym is emotions. You have to tame and control your emotions. You have to be mature emotionally. See, we talk about the well-beings of life. There are five well-beings, and one of the five is emotional well-being. If you lack maturity in emotional well-being, you will not be successful in a relationship. See, emotion means controlling your anger. Emotion means controlling what comes out of your mouth. Controlling your actions. This is all about controlling your emotions. Let's not operate in this life based on emotions. Let's operate based on reality. The next E is excitement. You ought to be able to tell that person that's the keystone part of your life and your relationship, that you're very excited about being with them. You bring so much joy into my life. And I thank you because joy is pleasing to our Lord. I tell you, you're not right, get right. Because he will be real excited about you having joy, peace, and love in your life. No doubt about that. I can only speak for my testimony. But I can tell you, you have a testimony too. Joy is always the positive part of the plan of life. You may go to sleep and encounter all you encounter throughout this hour. You lie down in the evening and go through the night, but one thing is said, and it's repeated by many, no matter what you went through yesterday or that day, when you lie down in that green pasture, God remakes, we work. So when you wake up, it's a new day and it's joy comes in the morning. So always remember that God is excited when he see that joy is in your heart and in your soul. So as we talk about the acronym, excitement, one of the most important things about the L, the O, the V, and the E in this cafe, is empowerment. It's empowerment. See, when you love and understand what love is, you empower each other so you can be successful. We talk about the Love Cafe. We broke the acronym of love down. Let's talk about the menu of the cafe. See, in your life, you should have a menu that you focus on. Because your life is built with a tier, each tier in your life. For example, in the cafe or any restaurant you go, and this is the True Love Cafe, the menu is your starter and appetizer. When you meet someone and you trying to get to know them, they become what they call an associate, which is truly you have lust. The only time you're going to encounter lust for someone is when you first meet them, because you might be focusing on the external instead of the internal. And the reason you can't focus on the internal because you don't know the internal, because you don't know the person. So our Love Cafe menu includes the starter and appetizer, which is the lust. The next part of a menu in a restaurant is the entree. Too many times we go to a restaurant, we might not be sure what we want to partake in. We have to get a menu. Just like in the Love Cafe and in life. Your entree is your attraction. Whatever they have on there, you are so excited you want to get it. I don't care what kind of meat that is, what kind of size they have. You get excited because when you order it, your body begin to be excited inside because you'll be able to please it by giving it what it asks for. So in your life, you work through these phases in the area of the entree. Your entree in life is the attraction to someone else, and it's also called the part of tier two and tier three of working on a healthy relationship. Tier two is acquaintance. See, that is your entree. You get to know that person. You spend time, if you decided to follow the associate to the acquaintance stage, that you give the person the number so you can communicate. So you'll have a chance to find out if there's some kind of attraction or some kind of connection. So you can move from the acquaintance to the friendship. Come on now. See, this is what you're moving toward. And also, through that process of this menu of the Love Cafe, you have something that's going to top it off. And what will top it off is it is so pleasing to you. It's pleasing to the internal side. See, that the cafe is all about the internal. It ain't the external. And when you get to finishing up with your entree, the attraction, come on now, and you get the lust, you begin to control that inside. And when you control inside, you know that the next thing is dessert. Something going to come that might be sweet to your ears. Sweet. And we call that truly the attachment. Now you're attached to the person because now you have fell into the tier of romantic or intimacy. And let not confuse when I say romance and intimacy, which is two different tiers. In intimacy, it ain't talking about sex. See, it ain't time for that yet. You got to truly continue to get to know the person. So that dessert, you taste it. Oh, let me take another spoon of it. Let me go into it again. So you begin to be attached to it. There's nothing wrong with attachment because that's a connection between you and the one God has blessed you with. The next and the final phase of our menu, you go and you say, I want to be able to really feel this inside. I wanted to be able to move to my heart and my soul. So I get a beverage to wash it down. When it goes down, that's the awakening of my inner self. So I move beyond romance and intimacy to that part of I am committed and willing. See, that's when vulnerability started to kick in because you get a little afraid. And our title is, Do Real Love Frighten You? I asked you that question. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith on the Love Cafe on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Let me give a shout out to the finer grad Zetas, these beautiful ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We give a shout out to you, to the Blue and White family. And we got Nina, is it Nika K680. We give a shout out to you. Thank you. We actually waving at you. So thank you. And also, we want to give a shout out to Lorenza, you know, my namesake. Thank you, son, for being a part of it and being on this show and supporting your dad. Thank you so much. Sarita, Miss CEO Duncan. Sarita has been on our show, and we appreciate her being a part of our show, but she also come on as a co-host on our shows as well. When she's a busy person and she's doing some awesome things. I always, you know, when I do talk to her, and even when she was on the show, I'm proud of her. She's a young black entrepreneur. She's doing some things to help individuals. She's an owner of a professional basketball team. Yes, semi-pro, but it's males and females, giving them their opportunity to experience a dream beyond college. She's also available to help individuals. Sarita, thank you so much. Alice Hardy, thank you so much for taking time. Alicia Hardy, thank you, Alicia. It's good to have. Oh, here we got so far. I got to give a shout out to Doc. Hey, Dr. Ashley Edwards. Thank you for joining us. He joined us the other night on Tuesday. It was real good having him, and the points of views you shared on there as well. And I also want to say, Dr. Edwards is not only just comfortable with just being a doctor, she's now in law school. See, God work with you if you're willing to work with him. You got to trust and believe in it. You got to have faith and hope. Yeah, I got a little bit off the topic, but I'm going to get back. But I want to give a shout out to all of our listeners and watchers. We have listeners and watchers in 33 countries. This ain't just your run-of-mill. This is the real deal. 5 years, 572 episodes. We thank the Lord because it was a vision that he gave to me in 2017. He woke me up from the green pasture and said, this is what I want you to do. We had one show back in September. The first show was a real sports talk show. September 27, 2017, and now we're 5 years later with 9 shows and a host of team members as co-hosts and hosts and enjoying being a part. And we have producers that we have people marketing. We have sponsors. See, that's what God will do for you guys to trust him and believe. Let's talk about some love. We're talking about real love. We're talking about, do real love frighten you? Do it scare you? Do it put you where you had to put up walls because you're afraid? I don't want to get hurt no more. If you're there, you ain't been healed yet. You got to heal first before you can experience real love. Now, I'm not saying you don't know real love. I'm not saying you hadn't to the point experienced it, because we all, as a child, experience real love, because the real love comes from our parents. When we come into this world, God allowed us to look up to the face of our moms and in some cases dads there, and you are able to see that's real love because they went through something to bring you here. So real love, but God has already displayed real love. And we're going to focus on love and how it can be perceived by you. See, love, it's all about truly listening. We talk about that in the L of the acronym of love. See, effective communication is key to real love, because your listening skills must be up to par. I didn't say your talking skills, your listening skills. Then you have to understand, you listen first and talk second. Love is a state of mind. We're talking about, do real love frighten you? If you have a state of mind of love, if you have, within that state of mind, you have love in your heart and in your soul, it's not going to scare you. It makes you stronger. It allows our mind to focus on really what's best for us, what makes us happy, what brings peace in our life, and joy. So it's a state of mind. And I would like for you to make sure you communicate with me, especially if you're on Facebook and Instagram. And our Instagram, again, I was talking pretty fast. I didn't even call out our many accounts that we have. We're tonight on Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. I mentioned it earlier. You are, I see several individuals. Thank you so much on that. But you can comment on Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. Type in your thoughts about real love. Do it frighten you? We also are broadcasting on Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. If you follow me, you can follow the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma. You can just follow all the things they're doing. Then on Facebook, that's facebook.com/DRLDiberto Smith. Check us out. good to be able to have each and every one. So check it out. But you can come in. I want you to come in. I want you to type something in. Serena, type something in there. Ashley, type something in there. Alicia, my son, type something in. And all other individuals, LaToya, final graduates, later, type in. It's Nona K, 680, Dion Muller, type in. Miss Bush, EDS, type. Zeta, underscore name, cash, thank you. Type in M. Orenda, Aya, SM, dot, IEN 19. Thank you so much. I'm calling out because I need you to type in and communicate. It's interactive. We want to find out your definition of love. What is your definition of love? Love is unconditional. See, if you're in any kind of relationship and your love is determined on a certain condition, it's not love. It's foolishness. You got a joker. Joker come in, it doesn't matter about the gender now. Forget food. Jokers can come in either one of them. I know the characters we've seen on Batman. You got a smile of face. It's a he, but you can be a she as well. Love is not for everyone. See, sometimes we think love is for everybody, but it's not. Especially your love. It shouldn't be for everyone. I can remember a night and Dr. Edwards typed on about fellas, not guys, not being able to put the effort in and not willing to put the effort in. They want it easy. That's because they truly, truly not intending on loving you. They're intending on trying to get something out of you. Love is hard work. You got to put an effort in. Love is not for everyone, especially your love. Love is peace, joy, and happiness. We had that earlier. Love includes respect. It was amazing. I was watching these various shows that come on, The Voice Court. There was something else I was watching. In regards to the Turner Court and various shows, I watch them every day. It's a thought process from just watching them. And it talks about respect. The young lady said that he shows me no respect. It's a divorce court. We would say he went out to the restaurant. He was sitting down. He got upset. He took a drink, the beverage that you are on from the menu, and threw it in her face. And that was his wife. That can't be respect. Anybody that will hurt you, humiliate you, abuse you, it's hard to love you. You truly know what love is and what love does because you have a family. The first love you experienced came from your family. It might have been a short period of time, but that's where love comes from. Love is admiration. Caring, never subject those people you love to any form of abuse. Love is patient. See, everybody not patient, and they can't love you. See, that frightens us because people you're around are not patient enough to love you like you need to be loved and should be loved. That means they don't understand what love is and what love does. Love is kind. His old saying that somebody comes, someone kind to you, that's true love for you. Don't take kindness for weakness. Many times people will take kindness for weakness. Kindness is accepted by our Lord because it's all about love. That's showing you and showing for your inner self who you are. Let them play you like that. Love is not envious. You have no reason to be in. I'm not any of you because you're driving this car or you're driving this, you stay in this place. I'm thankful for what I have. See, love is about thankful for who you are and whom you are. Love is humble. See, a humble man truly can love you. A humble woman can love you as well. Love is selfless, not selfish. Love is selfless. Love is calm. If the person angry and going berserk all the time, you need to come to calm down. They calm down. You need to be forming that opinion when people show themselves believe what you see. Because truly, I'm telling you, you got some things coming on. Let's quickly move forward with talking really about our topic tonight. We're going to talk about love. I want you to think about some of those things that in regards to what real love is. When you're talking about real love, you have to think about a couple things that are so important. See, real love is truly, truly not deceptive. Real love is not about manipulation. Real love is not about misleading another person. That's not real love. We're talking about a healthy relationship includes some things that are tied into real love, and that is self-love. If a person don't love themselves, they can't love you. Don't waste your time with them, because that's all you're doing. A person can't be truthful and trustworthy. Don't waste your time with them. See, real love is all about honesty, trustworthy, and self-love. That's, you know, truly what that is. Real love is about communication. Real love is about willingness to compromise when it's time to compromise. Willing to do things for the sake of your joy, your peace, and your happiness. Real love. Now let's kind of move to our topics that's focusing on some things that we want to truly look at. See, throughout life, we have a tendency to get caught up in things. And the things we caught up is that we're afraid because something had happened bad to us before that we put up walls. And we won't let ourselves experience real love because we won't allow ourselves to be vulnerable anymore. See, there's four thoughts about vulnerability. And they are good things. And it's good for a relationship that has love in it. Those four things that's so important is you appreciate and you respect the relationship and the person you're with. Being scared of losing someone means truly, I want you to think about it, there's something worth losing. See, vulnerability says that I'm scared to lose you, I'm frightened to lose you, but you're worth losing. So I'm going to put the work in. I'm going to do what it takes. The same person who scares you, I want you to think about this, also make you feel fearless. Because they are there to encourage and support you. They with you through thick and thin. They can't be a 10% in, 90% out, 90% in, 10% in. Either way, they'll say it. 10% out, 90% in, and vice versa. See, they have to be really, really put you at the forefront. They make you feel fearless because they support you. You know they encourage you. You know they truly, truly love you and know what love is and what love does. Vulnerability in a relationship, which is a good thing, is that fear can be also empower you. See, fear empowers you. Because it gives them the opportunity to see how you can be successful. See how you can work yourself through some of the challenges. See, that's what we're talking about. That's what fear may bring about in your life. But the truth of the matter, it also gives you an opportunity to truly be at your best. That's what being afraid and scared. Nothing wrong with it. It's nothing wrong with being fearful, and afraid. The next topic we want to look at, are you afraid of real love? I want you to quickly think about it, and I'm going to run down quickly some reasons why you might be afraid of real love. I want you to think about it. Feeling vulnerable. We talked about vulnerability. We always talk about vulnerability. You're so afraid they're going to hurt me. I've been hurt before. I'm not going to put myself in that situation. But God says that you got to trust him. He said, I got you. I'm going to protect your inner self, your heart and your soul. When you turn it over to me, I'm going to take. So vulnerability is not going to be the biggest challenge you think. We'll give a shout out to Sweet Red for sure. Thank you for joining us as well. Not wanting to get hurt again. Now we go back. So you didn't heal from the previous hurt. You have to heal first before you can get into something else or any other kind of relationship. So you heal first. And it's not a time frame. Love involves suffering. Sometimes we have to suffer. And people say, why do I have to? Because when you trust and believe in someone, sometimes they'll walk away from you. And you will might go through a minute of depression. But the truth of the matter, you have to remember that love will allow you to suffer sometime, but it also lifts you out of that suffering. Love, I mean, in regard to real love, is sometimes having less time for friends and family because you're spending a lot of time with that relationship. But let me tell you, you have to make time for family. You got to be able to balance your relationship with your friends and with your family. Don't make it complicated. Truly, you have to work on that. Family is important. We need family. Family is going to be with you through thick and thin. Sometimes friends won't. So always keep that in mind. We look at real love and we see truly a competitive thing between fear of commitment. See, real love versus fear of commitment. See, when you go through the tiers of stages of a healthy relationship and you get to willingness, fear is gone. Because now you're ready to be committed. You always hear this thing, we're going to date to marry. See, when you get married, you're committed. But on top of that, you marry to date. That's bringing and keeping the same thing that you worked on to get to there and making sure it's fruitful, using the experience to be even better. So we look at real love versus commitment. See, truly, sometimes we confuse the fear of commitment with real love. So that's why we brought that topic up, real love versus the fear of commitment. See, sometimes deep inside you're so fearful of being alone. You know, these things that I heard people many say, you don't hear that much now. They used to say, a half a man is better than no man. I don't think a half of anything is better than a whole. I always keep that in mind. Since you refuse to be alone, you need to be connected once with somebody. You will compromise your foundational principle. Now, you may say, you know, you may already know what your foundation principles are. But let me tell you, if you don't, take a little time and go back in your life experience. What was a foundation for your success? It starts when you was a child. You have foundation principles that you have to base your life on to live by now, so you can deal with all of the things and challenges may come into your life. You may have to be alone first, even though humans need to connect with others. But you don't need to accept a half a man. It's never better than a no man. If you're going to get half, you might as well get no man or woman. Let's look at it both ways. So we're talking about the fear of being alone. So you know you're in a challenging stage of uncertainty that you may want to commit to this relationship, thinking you really love this person, and it's only because you're afraid to be alone. Never be afraid alone to be alone, because God's got you. You got to trust and believe in him. He's always in the midst. Now, if you didn't think I was going to bring our spiritual partner, I'm going to do that, because I know how he's blessing this show. So you have to remember that, don't let that inner self or that outer self work with you about connection and being with humans and being with people, force you to get into a bad situation. It's easy to get in, but it's hard to get out. See, you also have in your mind that love and real love might happen by chance. It's going to happen by chance because you're ready for it. Just remember that. If all this time you went and you hadn't experienced real love and what real love does, and it does happen, you might say it's by chance, but it's meant to happen then. God hears you. He knows you. He has a plan for you. See, we think that when we get into a relationship, we have to love those individuals. Yes, you're going to work to be able to love them from your inner self. But it says work. It's just not automatic. It ain't by chance. So let's look at when we're talking about real love versus fear of commitment. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Actually, location in your chat with Dr. Lorna D. Smith on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And tonight's show is the Love Cafe. And we're so excited to be here. We're on here the second and fourth Thursday of each month. Check us out. We want you to join. These are a couple of things. I'm going to quickly run through them because it's important that our time is getting away from us. When you're talking about real love versus fear of commitment, if you really want to love, you got to be ready to embrace the challenge. See, love is challenging. See, love is a risky affair. Because if you have failed previously in love, you're less likely to embrace the challenge. So the ideal is that you should put yourself in a position by homing in on your skill, your relationship skills. If you was in a bad relationship or been constantly in bad relationship, you know what comes out of that is bad relationship skills. Sit down and write down the skills that are positive and the skills that you have that are negative in regards to trying to have a healthy relationship. And home on those positive skills. I have this saying, and I can't change what happened yesterday or the problem, but I can prepare for a solution, which is the future. You got to be able to embrace that you have some work that you have to do. You have to embrace that you have to really, really put the work in. See, you got to be comfortable in your skin. That's why it's so important that we talk about those characteristics of love and a loving relationship. We say loving, a real love within a relationship is that self-love. See, if you can't love yourself, you can't love anybody else. It just don't work like that. So keep that in mind. Embrace the challenge. Next thing, make a choice. We're talking about real love versus the fear of commitment. Make a charge to be in love. See, just telling somebody I love you is just only a gift to them. If you can't say to that person, I'm in love with you because, and whatever that cause can be, and you feel excited, then you have a problem. You need to make a choice. Everybody is not meant to experience your love. And you have to always keep that in mind. Everyone is not ready for your love. Making a choice is choosing the right person. And I always said that God only have one person that truly, truly that's meant for you. We sit around here and think we can, you just call, we've been in married and been in relationship. That is one person he have where he going to allow you to be in love with them. And you're going to love them from your inner self, not your outer self. I don't care how beautiful she looks or how handsome him look, he looks. Just keep in mind, if you're not connecting from the inner self, not going to last long. It might go 15 years, but it's not going to last. They're not meant to be with you. Make the right choice. You know, all that, you know, choose the kind of person you would like to fall in love with. It's not about having control, but about having a mutual understanding that you're loving and connecting from the inner self, your heart and your soul. That's what love is all about. People may say different, but it's all right. The next thing, and it's the final thing in regards to fear of commitment versus real love, you have to find a reason to be committed. See, there will be regret, there will be pain, there will be tears. And feelings have never wished you experience before. But you will know when the relationship is heading in the right direction. You'll know where there's a connection there. You'll know that's a blessing from our Lord and Savior. You will know that. But once you're able to identify what real love is and what your fear of commitment is, you no longer have a fear, then I'm going to tell you now you understand that you have no reason to be frightened. The title is Do Real Love Frighten You? Do Real Love Frighten You? Because you know what real love is and what it does. You're going to be in the best relationship before you can get a relationship with anybody else. You got to have a good relationship with yourself. Before you can go love someone else, you got to love yourself. You got to know that you're worth something. Your self-worth is more than what somebody tells you. You have to know that your self-worth is important. So let's keep that in mind. There's no reason to be frightened. When you understand the self part of you, self-love, self-motivation, your self-worth, self-relationship, meaning that I can have the best relationship with myself so I know I'm going to have a great relationship with somebody else. These are the things. Keep in mind, embrace the challenge of commitment. make a choice to be committed and find reason to be committed. And the last thing as we wrap up, which we are down truly at the hour, the traits and characteristics of a healthy relationship with real love, and I'm going to run them off and you just can note them if you want to. Connection, communication, mutual respect, boundaries, comfortable, shared value, flexibility, and commitment. That's real love. And you don't have to be frightened. Have an awesome rest of the night. I'm so glad that you allow me to come before you on WDSW Radio, the internet station number one. I want to tell you I truly love you from my heart. Hashtag responsible. Be responsible when you're out there ready to make a commitment. Be a responsible person. Don't make the commitment and can't follow through. If you're not ready to put the work in, don't do it. Be responsible to communicate. Hashtag communicate understanding. Make sure your communication is about understanding. It's for understanding. Keep on grinding. The efforts, the wheels, muscle. It's a mindset. You got this. These are all hashtags. And last but not least, you can make it do what it do. It's been awesome sharing this moment with you. I hope you have an awesome weekend, and we'll see you on Monday, and we're going to make it do. This weekend is Magic City Classic weekend for most of the individuals in Alabama and all over the country. Have an awesome time. Be safe. And Halloween coming up Monday. Take care of yourself. Love your family. And it is all. Last thing I want to say to you as we close out, like I always say, I love you and I...